It's time for Fed Talk, the live show for Feds in the know. From federal agencies to Capitol Hill, the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth bring in experts from across the federal community to bring you inside the issues. Fed Talk is meant to provide general information about legal issues. However, the views expressed in this program are not intended to provide legal counseling. Listeners are cautioned not to rely upon any statements made in resolving legal issues they may face, but instead to consult with their own attorney about specific situations. Attorneys are not engaged in providing legal services while appearing on the program and are not responsible in any manner for the consequences that may stem directly or indirectly from reliance on any statement made during this program.
Good morning and welcome to Fed Talk. I'm your host, Jason Breifel, and today I'm joined with Abby Harriman, the Senior Vice President of Delivery and Innovation at High Point Global, and Dave Luan, Vice President at 4C. Today we'll be talking about customer service initiatives in government agencies. And before we begin our conversation, I'd like to remind our viewers that Fed Talk is brought to you by Long-Term Care Partners, who administer the Office of Personnel Management-sponsored Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program. Good morning, Abby and Dave. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm really excited to have both of you here to talk about a really important topic, not only for the government, but for all enterprises that serve customers. And, you know, I think it'd be great for our listeners to kind of just set the stage broadly. Why is customer service so important? Why are organizations focusing on it so much these days? And then why is this an issue of importance for the government? Dave, would you like to kick us off here?
Good morning, Jason, and again, thanks for having me. I think when you look at the reason why customer service is so important, you have to start with the customer. If you think about it, the consumer, customer for an organization has evolved so much over the last handful of years to where we're more knowledgeable than we've ever been before. We've got more information at our fingertips, and whether that's through a smartphone or a tablet, we're doing our homework on, what we should be receiving from a particular agency or program. And when we go and look for that information, our expectations are higher than ever. So I think the demands are definitely on those that are measuring and experiencing the customer service to really understand from the customer's point of view what it is that they're looking for and how can they improve the overall experience.
That's great. And Abby, why don't you you build on that? I think Dave made a great point that the public at large has so much information these days to help them make decisions about how they access products or services. And that really speaks to this issue of why customer service gets so much attention.
Absolutely. You know, we're living in an age where people have never been more connected. And when we think about the citizen experience as opposed to the customer experience, it is a bit of a different paradigm. Some of the tools and techniques and solutions that we can use to increase the customer experience in the private sector can be applied in this case. But if you think about the motivation of the citizen, it's not about them having a choice. You can't offer them a discount on their taxes because they didn't get a good experience with you to gain their loyalty. It's about really providing an equitable access to the programs, policies, and information that citizens are entitled to have through the government that we've created. So it's really about not only that individual experience that one person has with the government. It may be that someone walked into an office to apply for some sort of aid. That's great. That interaction that they had then gets tweeted. If that's positive, that's great. That's more press for the agency. If that's a negative experience, however, even the interaction someone never had because their friend had it or their family member had it, they're creating a perception of the effectiveness of the government that represents them. So that's why it's more critical than ever for us to ensure that we're really providing effective citizen experience.
Well, and that that issue of perception is really key because, so often it's reported the things that go wrong when folks are dealing with a company or with the federal government. And you don't really hear or read a news story when somebody had a great experience dealing with their local IRS office, for example. And you know, I think that really helps kind of frame why this issue has been getting so much attention from the government, including in April 2011, President Obama issuing an executive order ordering agencies to develop customer service plans and to focus on these issues. And, you know, is that would you like to tell our listeners, Dave, a little bit about that initiative and some of the activities that have stemmed from that executive order and what you've been seeing in your work with agencies?
Yeah, I think number one is just to the types of things that have been outlined is to really understand, you know, how are people interacting with departments, agencies, and programs, and what are agencies doing to measure that experience? And so what you've seen is you've seen a number of organizations that are now mandated to start to gather information, feedback from their constituents, and to get an idea of if they're meeting somewhat on the overall objectives. And what we're seeing is there's organizations that are, quite frankly, maybe checking the box and saying, okay, we're adhering to the executive order. But then there's others that truly want to measure the experience to find out how they can really improve the overall experience. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about meeting the objectives of the organization that they look at internally, but it really should be through the eyes of the customer, through the eyes of the citizen that are actually going in and using the services and getting the information from programs, but also should be able to tell, you know, here's my experience with you. It either met or did not meet or maybe exceeded my expectations. But more importantly, agency managers, leaders need to understand what are the things that they can improve on, where do they make investments of limited time, money, and resources so they can have a better experience for citizens so they don't end up going to maybe private sector alternatives. So overall, what we're seeing is, you know, it's not only just, you know, the digital channel, it's not just the websites, but it's also mobile as well. And we're seeing more and more agencies and programs that understand the need to be able to, you know, find out what is that experience that people are having, whether it's on a smartphone or a tablet with apps or sites, because there's higher expectations there as well. And so because of the order, you see a lot of good things that are happening, but a lot of room for improvement as well as to the overall appetite that agencies and programs really have with truly understanding if they're meeting the needs and expectations of their constituents that they serve.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I mean, one of the things that that we're seeing in our work with agencies is, you know, there really are pockets of greatness. You know, you read the surveys, you look at the data out there on the poor performance of customer service in the federal space, you know, but we are seeing evidence that the tide is starting to change. People have Zappos expectations on federal budget, you know, and in order to be able to deliver services of that high quality, it's not just making sure that you're focusing on technology. Technology is one of the critical pieces of the solution. It is not in and of itself the entire solution. So focusing more on how you drive change consistently throughout the entire organization goes back to the fundamentals of who people are and how they operate. This goes back to creating a relationship with citizens and a relationship with individual performers within the government, and engagement in what they do every day to serve citizens that they're interacting with. So it's about cultural change. It's about alignment around a vision and a mission. And if you have that at the highest levels of that organization, then you start to see those pockets of greatness arise and you start to see them grow over time. So, you know, we look at the federal government and we think it's so big, it's so monumental. How are we going to turn this ship around? It's not about turning a big ship around. It's about taking little rowboats and pulling them in the same direction. So if we focus on those pockets of greatness and spreading that over time, focusing on alignment with that mission, then everything from your fundamental hiring practices to your HR systems, your technology, the underlying processes that the agencies follow, your organizational structures, even your facilities, if those are all aligned around what's important to the citizen, not what's important to us as a federal agency, that's when we start to see real change happen.
And that's a really great point, and I think leaves us for a perfect opportunity to take our first break. And after this break, we'll continue this conversation about federal customer service initiatives. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today we're featuring a conversation with Dave Luan of 4C and Abby Harriman of High Point Global. We're talking about customer service initiatives in the government. And before the break, I think Abby had a really great analogy about this, which is instead of trying to turn around the entire federal government and thinking about it as a single huge ship, we really need to be thinking about this in much more discrete pockets, and as she put it, with little rowboats trying to pull in the same direction to help turn that ship, because those individual touch points with agencies and citizens really help frame the broader perception of how folks view their interactions with the government. You know, when a citizen interacts with a particular agency, that interaction can form their perception of the government writ large. And there are a lot of surveys out there these days that have pointed to some declining customer service satisfaction in the government, but, you know, including the American Customer Satisfaction Index. But hopefully those data points do show some promise despite some of the bad news. And I know that Dave, you're involved with the ACSI, and are curious if you can tell us about some of the recent findings from those surveys, because I think it does serve as a good benchmark for where we've been and where we might be going in the future as we can track these efforts over time.
Yeah, no, Jason, one of the things that we're seeing in the report that came out from ACSI was focused on the overall experience that citizens have with government. So there's about 1,100 people that were surveyed over a period of time that talked about their experiences that they had with government. Unfortunately, the grade that came out was a 64 on a scale of a 0 to 100. And so when you look at some context in that 0 to 100 grading scale, 80 is that threshold of excellence, right? So those are organizations that are really doing well, and 69 and below would be recognized as definitely an area for opportunity. But I think it's important to bring out also what Abby brought up, is that there are these pockets of excellence, if you will, because there are organizations that are doing well. And it's important to kind of use the same analogy when you look at, you know, how do we change the overall experience that we're delivering to citizens? You really need to kind of focus at that particular touch point first. And so we see a lot of successful organizations, what they're doing is, you know, if you look at Social Security, it's not just people interacting with Social Security. They don't see Social Security as Social Security on the web, Social Security in the contact center, Social Security on a mobile device, or when I'm waiting in line at a Social Security Administration office. They just see the organization as a whole, as Social Security. But if you're in the chair of someone that is responsible for a particular channel, we see the best practices are really trying to understand what's happening in that particular channel. For example, if someone is responsible or a team is responsible for the website and the initiatives with the website, it's extremely important to measure within that channel first. The reason is because we can get some specific insights that make that digital experience optimal as possible. And then really the next step is to understand that customer journey and to really understand that people are traversing from one channel to another, again, with those expectations, and using Social Security as an example, is that's just the one organization. So we've got to understand, how does the mobile experience, for example, contribute to me going to the website? And is the website providing a strong enough experience to where I don't need to call the contact center? Because if you think about it, and Abby brought this up as well, is that federal government is the agencies and programs, they're operating on very thin budgets. And oftentimes is that we talk to our customers and focus in on not necessarily where you're going to have, maybe as you would in the private sector, an increase in revenue, but where can we focus our attention to make improvements so we can decrease the cost to serve the citizens. And that's really hugely important because, like I said, limited time, money, and resources. Hopefully we need to be able to find out where do we not spend money in these particular areas. So it's to understand what's happening in a specific touch point, or what we would refer to as a channel. How do people go from one channel to another, and what is the contribution from one channel to another? But then overall, how is the experience with the overall department, agency, or program? What do constituents feel about that overall experience? So I think there's some best practices. There's some good things that are happening out there right now. The ACSI report underscores the challenges that often many of the departments, agencies, programs are having. At 4C, we've been measuring the customer experience since 2001 and reporting on the state of e-government since 2003. So for 46 consecutive quarters, we've been shedding the light on how organizations are doing. And then the most recent report of Q4 profiled 100 different websites, because what we want to do is focus the attention as well on the areas where citizens want to access information from their government. And that, from our research over the years, has proven out to be those digital channels. And so overall, not doing too bad. The overall benchmark at 4C is a 69, and the government's performing at a 75.1 with this index with 100 different websites. So, again, underscoring the fact that although it may seem like doom and gloom sometime, and that makes for good press and reporting, at the same time, a lot of agencies are doing quite well and overall not too bad on the digital channels.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. One of the things that I love about that e-government satisfaction index paired with the ASCI is really focusing on what are the numbers doing in tandem. So as you look at the consistent improvement in our web presence as an agency, in mobile solutions, the satisfaction is actually going up. So when I looked at the e-government satisfaction index, you can see that one of the Medicare websites, for example, is rated higher than Amazon.com. So when we talk about what rock stars the tech sector is on the private side of the fence, they are rock stars. But you know what? There are moments of greatness on the public sector as well. But when you pair that with the overall declining index in customer satisfaction, the two things don't work together. So what that highlights to me and what that indicates very clearly is that technology is a piece, but it is not the full solution. We've got to focus on culture. So Dave, I love that you brought up the idea of journey mapping, you know, pairing that with personas, getting a true picture of who the citizens are. And using robust analytics tools to be able to do that. The data is out there. The technology that we can bring to bear to solve this problem is unbelievable. Speech-to-text analytics, for example. As someone is calling into the contact center, the technology that we have can actually indicate whether somebody is feeling positively or feeling negatively. So technology can tell you about feelings in a relationship. Wow. That's pretty powerful. So when you start to hear these key indicators like the term, you people just don't understand, and oh, you've got to be kidding me. Those are key phrases that we've probably uttered on the phone with a contact center before. with speech-to-text analytics, we can look at the volume and numbers, and we can look at when those words are being used and by which types of people and where have they been in their journey so far. How many contacts have they had to that contact center in the past? What were they calling about before? What do we think, based on our understanding of who they are, they're going to call about in the future? So it's really about using those analytics to drive down to the tier zero. The biggest impact or the biggest key that you have made an impact on citizen experience is the call you never get at your contact center. That means that your web presence is effective, that people are getting the information that they're needing. So gathering that analytics and putting that on a website or in a mobile app, some mechanism that they can self-serve, takes all of the burden and the effort out of the transactional that has to happen with the agency. So that frees up call volume at the contact center so you can have agents spending more quality time building effective relationships and really treating citizens as unique snowflakes. We know that people are unique. People want to be treated as such. That's what drives a positive customer experience. So, you know, as we're talking about shrinking budgets, everybody's loving to hammer on the IRS right now. It's not about spending more money. It's about spending smarter money. So how can we invest more on the tier zero, on the self-serve options, and focus then on doing the right things in the contact center and getting more than 30 to 50% of the calls actually answered?
I think those are all great points, and I'd like to unpack this conversation around technology and data and how that is driving a transformation both in the culture and how agencies are addressing this issue, but also how it might be changing business practices, how organizations are prioritizing their investment in their operations. And we'll have that conversation after our next break. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
If you're a federal law enforcement officer, then you know to do your job, you tap inside sources. To have a voice on policy and legislation, you join FLIOA. And when you want federal law enforcement officer news and up-to-date federal court decisions, you read FedAgent.com. If you aren't reading FedAgent.com, subscribe today. It's free. Don't let this source pass you by. I'm John Adler, president of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, and I approve this message.
Listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We are talking with Dave Luan and Abby Harriman, having a conversation about federal customer service initiatives. And before the break, we had left off with our conversation talking about technology and analytics and how using those tools and those insights that we have with data collected by both agencies as well as the private sector is facilitating some change inside of how agencies are viewing their business and viewing how they interact with and serve the public. You know, Dave, I'm interested to hear you help us unpack that issue a little more.
Well, I think when you look at measuring the customer experience, there's three perspectives that I think you need to look at, and Abby touched on a bit of it related to technology, is that when you look at the customer experience ecosystem, you've got some behavioral metrics that we can use to get an idea of what people are experiencing when they're going through maybe a contact center and call time and call wait time and some of the metrics we can use there to really understand what people are experiencing from a behavioral aspect. We can track how many people come into an office with what's referred to as footfall to really understand traffic and how many people are coming in during a specific time frame. But for the website as well, we can use some behavioral analytics to understand where people are coming from, what page they're landing on, how many pages they view, and where they exited from. And we can even track, you know, the acquisition source of how people even got to the site to begin with. That's great information. But at the end of the day, you know, if you think about it, we've all been on sites before, right, to where we've got we've been on there for 10 minutes and 10 pages, and sometimes we've had a great experience, a lot of rich content that we're consuming, and the other times might be a frustrating experience. It might be we can't find what we're looking for. And so there's the behavioral aspects of things that we want to use. And a lot of times, you know, might be Google Analytics or Site Catalyst from Adobe or some other ways of tracking some behavioral analytics. And that's important. What we want to start to do is start to get some feedback from people. And, you know, you see a lot of the agencies are starting to get some feedback. Again, going back to the Executive Order 13571 that really mandates that process of starting to get some feedback from our constituents. But if you think about feedback, we've provided it, and a lot of us that are responsible for various channels, we hear it. And oftentimes when you hear feedback from constituents, the majority of the time might be negative. Some, you know, they love you. You can never do anything wrong, but you hear kind of from both ends of the spectrum. So the real focus needs to be is measurement of the experience that the consumer or the citizen has when they're coming to a website or to the contact center or even an in-location experience. And so really what that means is really understanding the behavioral aspects, as pointed out earlier, but also understanding from the eyes of the customer, from the eyes of the citizen, what is their experience, and can we truly understand what people are doing today and be able to predict what they might do in the future? Meaning it's, you know, there's surveys that are being used to gather information from individuals, but a lot of times those simple surveys are really focused on more the outputs versus the outcomes, and maybe more focused on the organizational objectives and really trying to check the box again to kind of say, okay, our citizens that are coming to this particular site for our program, yes, we're meeting their objectives. But at the same time, some of the other surveys that are available out there that use a more consistent approach and a standardized approach, we can really start to tap into what are the things we need to do to improve the experience so more people use that particular channel in the future. Or, as Abby pointed out, even might be to say, okay, because you can self-serve through digital channels, which is a lower cost to serve for agencies, maybe you don't end up calling the contact center next time. And so really the idea is to look at, there's a lot of technology, there's a lot of data out there. The data can tell a lot of different stories, but it's really the important story is to understand from the citizen's point of view, what is it that they're looking for? Are we meeting their expectations? And what are the things we need to do to exceed their expectations in the future and provide an overall great experience?
Well, and I think that, you know, the usage of data and analytics inside agencies is an interesting question, as both of you are, you know, private sector organizations who are helping the government address this issue. I'm curious, you know, is this an area that agencies have capability and personnel who know how to analyze and collect and use that information? Is that a skill set that you see being built up and agencies are able to stand up more of this internally? Or is there a need to focus on the development of those capabilities so we can continue pushing these efforts forward? Or is this something where, you know, the public-private partnership really does work, and the expertise that organizations like yours can bring really is a value add for agencies? I'm interested to hear you both talk about that, since you both are inside agencies and working with them trying to address these issues. What do you think, Abby?
Sure. I think that, again, as I said before, there are pockets of greatness in every agency. So while some are more ahead of the curve than others in terms of really understanding the citizen experience and how data analytics and some of the journey mapping and persona creation can really feed into that design of experience, you have some people who get it and who are pushing the organization in that direction. But as with any new frontier, you know, we saw it with cloud, for example, where it starts to happen in the private sector first. Think of it this way. The private sector works out the kinks so that government doesn't have to. So learning from private sector is going to be essential in this, and providing partnerships that can really work are going to be critical long term. Being able to pull the data that we need. The agencies in many cases already have that, depending on the types of technologies that they have at their contact centers and their offices, for example. The data may already be sitting there. It's about, do you have the right tools and the right expertise to not only analyze it effectively, but to use it to create a holistic picture based on the citizen's view of what an effective and positive experience looks like, to really know how to act on that. It's the strategic piece of that that's really missing right now, and that will come. You know, cloud is gaining more and more momentum within the government, and I think there are more people who understand how to apply it and how to work with this. This is another issue that's on par with that revolution.
That's great. And
yeah, I just jump in and say that, you know, we see, well, first of all, in measuring the customer experience, you know, people might say it's not rocket science. It's harder because it is really not easy to tap into what people are really expecting about their experience that they have with various channels that they're interacting with departments, agencies, and programs. But the hard part is that when you start to look at how organizations are making decisions, I mean, oftentimes we see a gap. Do people have personnel on staff that know the ins and outs of measuring the customer experience? Sure. We meet with people that are very, very strong in what they do. They're very good at taking data in, synthesizing that data in a way that they can really understand performance levels. They get an idea of what are the things they need to improve on. The one thing is there's no standardized approach across government. So you've got one department, agency, and program might say they're doing well, where another agency might say they're doing not so well. And, you know, there's different measurements across the board. So there is no consistent yardstick and compass, if you will, as to understanding how we're doing and where we should go with improvements. I think one of the biggest things that we see is the gap between those that are responsible for the channel and measuring data through various analytical approaches, the gap between those folks that are in the data every day and management and leaders that are actually making strategic decisions for the program. Oftentimes you think about, you know, is are people able to bubble up that data and translate that to business intelligence so people can use it on the front line, so leaders can truly understand, you know, what it is that they should do to make improvements for a particular channel or the journey that people take or the overall experience that people have with the organization overall. But then also you've got leadership that, you know what, do they really reach down to those analysts that are on staff to say, you know, help me understand and make those data-driven decisions more effective? And that, there's a gap there. One is, you know, you see the more well-funded agencies have some of those folks on staff, and others just do not. And so we see it kind of different across the board. But at the same time, you know, there are ways, and whether it's partnering with private sector vendors that have been doing this either in the private sector or across government for years, there are resources out there. And a lot of times taking advantage of the resources from the private sector, like a vendor like 4C, you know, free is not a good business model, so we don't provide just free tools out there. But at the same time, is making an investment in the customer experience, because, again, it is so critical to the success of the agencies and programs, is important. And making that investment, whether it's with 4C or another vendor that really uses a standardized way of approaching measuring the customer experience, that's key, because at the end of the day, we're trying to do more with less in government, and the idea is, okay, what are the things maybe we shouldn't invest in? So overall, yes, a lot of good talents with the people that are working in the programs, but then again, there are gaps.
Thanks, Dave. And I think you both raise an interesting point. And, you know, while there are maybe some folks who are doing this well and others maybe not so much, this is an area where they're in the way that agencies are approaching this, there's kind of a lack of a standardized approach or a common thinking. And I know that some agencies are starting to develop the chief customer service officers. And I'm curious whether the creation of positions like that in agencies or maybe down the line with frontline staffers, are you seeing communities of practice develop around this issue to facilitate the sharing of those best practices across the government so folks can learn from those who really get it and those pockets of excellence that you both have pointed out?
Absolutely. We're seeing a groundswell of activity in this area. So when I think of where the activity is really happening more than anywhere else, you know, you've got OMB who has announced that they're creating a federal feedback button, so the Yelp of government customer service. That's going to provide one mechanism for gathering the reactive customer service metric for each of the individual agencies. They've also begun a customer service community of practice. So there is momentum, there is groundswell, but you know, as you're talking about setting up the chief customer officer within these agencies and organizations, that is fantastic. In addition to the customer service award program that was just announced by President Obama, that was a step in the right direction. And what that shows is an awareness that it isn't a technology problem, that it isn't a process problem, that it isn't a people problem. It's all of those things working in concert. So putting somebody in charge is going to be effective, but you have to start to make change at every level. So when you think about what impacts the quality of the interaction that a citizen has with an agency, it's not just the person on the other side of the desk or the other end of the phone from the agency with the citizen. It is six or seven layers up in the agency with the people who developed the processes, who set the budgets, who created the organizational structure, who developed the policies. It is truly 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. And unless you are addressing solutions at every single one of those levels, you're never going to truly impact all of the inputs and all of the impacts that lead to a positive outcome for that citizen.
Yeah, I'll just say that, do we see it more often where there is a, customer service initiative with someone championing that effort? Absolutely. We see it in the private sector as well. Several organizations, it's interesting, the business cards that you get these days and the titles that are on there, a lot of times they are focused on the customer experience. And it's not just, the two of us on the phone that are experienced. There was a report a year ago that came out from PwC that outlined that 91% of CEOs were concerned about the shift in consumer behavior and 28% saying that they were extremely concerned. So it's a focus for a lot of organizations. When we are talking to government agencies about measuring customer experience and those that are focused on measuring the customer experience, one of the things that it's really important to know is it does take a village. And as Abby pointed out, it's not just those that are dealing with the data, those that are making decisions as well with the strategic direction that the agency or program is taking. So it's important. There's a groundswell of activity related around customer experience. But again, things when we start looking at whether it's a feedback button or different simple ways, it's I hate to keep using the same statement, but it's checking a box. And the concern that we should have is that if we're reacting to things that citizens are providing feedback on and reacting to those, it's not a great way to run an organization. We really have to understand, are those things that people are saying, are they aligned with the strategic objective with the organization? And the key is that we don't want to make bad investments. And that's where most of the concern, I think, should be focused in on is it's good to get feedback. It's good to hear from our constituents. But at the same time, let's make sure that we're understanding where we should put limited time, money, and resources and make the right investments that's the best for the specific program or agency. And if everyone focuses on those particular things, I think we'll be better off versus just getting in reaction mode. Good that we're starting to capture some information and continue to capture information, but more importantly, can we get to a standardized measurement tool in place to understand not only performance levels, and we can benchmark those performance levels, but where to make those improvements.
I think that's a really great point, Dave. Figuring out where to make those strategic investments, and as you put it, getting the entire village, everyone in the agency, from the frontline staff all the way to senior leaders, seeing how they all play a role in making those decisions and the customer service experience as they're serving the American public and the taxpayers. We're going to take our last break here and hear a word from our sponsor. And when we return, we'll wrap up our conversation on customer service initiatives in the government. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're now in the last segment of our show talking with Dave Luan and Abby Harriman, talking about federal customer service initiatives. Before the break, we talked about how this is really a top-to-bottom issue for agencies. Everybody has a role to play, whether you're a frontline customer service staffer, a program or policy person, someone doing data analytics, all the way up the chain to budgeters and senior leaders, because we really are in a paradigm of shrinking budgets, and agencies are trying to figure out how to do more with less, and at the same time, figuring out how to serve the public the best they can, and hopefully serve the public better. And it does sound like we are having successes in certain pockets, and the challenge now is to figure out how to expand that out and accelerate this effort. And given that both your organizations, High Point Global and 4C, are inside agencies and working with folks on this, I'm just curious, what are, if for our listeners out there, what are key challenges or opportunities, lessons or best practices that you'd like to convey for folks to think about? What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think there's a number of things we can do. As we mentioned before, it takes a village. It takes more than just one individual that has some ideas, but we've outlined kind of a seven-step process, and sometimes it's easy to kind of understand, what are the things that you need to look at. And part of those steps, and I'll just kind of give you an abbreviated version of those steps, but number one is just really to understand and identify who your customers are. And that might be whether they're in government, outside of government, inside the Beltway, or outside the Beltway. Need to understand a little bit more about those customers are. Abby mentioned personas. Very important to gain intelligence and get smarter about the people that we're serving and who they are. The second step would be to make sure we're actively listening to our customers. That people will give. There was a period of time a couple years ago on the heels of the executive order where there were feedback and ideation tools that were available to agencies to use. But we saw and heard and listened through reading the different feedback that agencies were getting. But it's important to act on that feedback as well. So in other words, if there is someone that's giving their thoughts and their opinions, is to make sure that we have mechanisms in place to act on that feedback so we're actively listening to the customers. The third aspect is to focus on the customer's journey. Abby and I both talked about it, is it's not just the experience with one particular channel that should be a focus of any agency. It should be, how do people experience the overall experience with the agency. And that might be from offline to online. It could be mobile to digital. So it's really understanding that complete customer journey from end to end and what are some things that we should be focused our attention on in that particular journey. We need to, number four, look at establishing, making sure that customer service standards are set. One of the things that we often will talk about is success really requires definition and defining what the standards are. And talking about those things internally and externally to the public is really important as well. Number five, you know, being measure. You know, measure, you know, you think about the overall experience. Can't manage what you don't measure. And so it's really important to understand using maybe a standardized way to measure the experience that people are having to understand how the performance is with a particular channel. Again, where should we make investments so we know that if we make the right investments, we're going to drive the outcomes that we're looking for. So measurement is hugely important. The sixth is to really gain internal adoption to make sure that senior leadership and the people that are working on the data, like we talked about, and everyone in between is on board with some of the initiatives that the organization has. And number seven, to really, you know, to champion that customer experience initiative into action. And that, you know, there might be people listening today that are responsible and have that on their title, on their business card, that basically says, you know, here's what I'm responsible for, and that's that customer experience. And how do you work together within an organization and making sure that you're maybe co-publishing some information with other stakeholders in the organization? Because, again, it can't just be one voice, but it has to be a theme across the organization. So that's just an abbreviated way to kind of look at maybe some seven key steps that organizations can take to ensure that they have a successful customer service effort.
That's great. And, you know, to me, what's really interesting about those is that the measurements piece comes quite far along in the process, because you want to really understand who your customers are and what right. they want before you get there, because otherwise you're just collecting data that is possibly irrelevant. And I think that that's a really important lesson for agencies as they are trying to fulfill the wishes of both Congress and the administration in terms of using data to drive how the government conducts its business and serves the public. And Abby, I'd like you to also talk to, you know, some of the challenges or opportunities or some of the lessons that you've gained from working in this space.
Sure. You know, the old adage holds that the customer is always right. I don't agree with that, but the customer always comes first. And that's the key. If we do nothing else, focusing on really understanding who our citizens are, where they're coming from, where they've been, what their expectations and needs are, what effort do they expect to expend in an interaction with us, what does good look like as we're defining a positive or a good citizen experience, and driving that through cultural change and communication through every level of the organization. So that all starts with really creating a compelling vision. Why do I, as a government worker in the middle of an agency that may be 3 degrees removed from the citizen, have any impetus for change whatsoever? You know, I know a lot of people who work in the federal government, and there is an overwhelming desire to serve. There is a reason why folks who work in the federal government work in the federal government. It's not for the money. It is for this desire to serve. It is a calling. And we have to provide that reason, that calling, so that, you know, I'm thinking through the GAO report on federal employee performance and some of the feedback that we got there about a lack of engagement, people feeling disconnected from what they do every day. Well, imagine those folks who are disconnected on the other end of a phone line from a citizen who is wanting engagement, who needs a service and access to information. That's a pretty powerful driver toward change. And if we start to view everything that we do through the lens of the citizen's experience and who they are and what they need, we will start to see change happen. So, you know, if I could give advice for the one thing to start doing first, it's set that clear vision and start driving it through every area of the organization.
That's great. And you know, that really is a great bridge between a topic that we've talked about on this program, and I know is talked about around government a lot, employee engagement. And employee engagement efforts really are a way to bridge the gap to the citizens through customer service or vice versa. And I think that's a really important point for anybody to listen, because as you mentioned, Abby, maybe you are three steps removed from the customer in the middle of your agency, and you think you might not have a role to play there. But if you are that person and you think that there's something that can be done better, you should have a voice at that table and an opportunity to improve how your agency is working on this and tackling this issue of customer service. And hopefully that will get you and your colleagues more engaged in broadly how you're serving the public and your mission at large, because we know agencies are very dedicated to their mission. They really are interested in serving their public. And, you know, this has been a really great conversation, giving some folks tools and advice on how to make that customer service better. In the last few minutes here, Dave and Abby, I'd like to just let you know, give you an opportunity to let our listeners, if they're interested in more information about what you have written on this subject or your organizations have written on this subject, where can they go? Where can they find some of the tools or resources that you both have identified for us?
I'll start. Anyone has more questions as to things related to interaction with government and measurement of the customer experience within government, can go to the 4C website at 4C.com. Also, they can also always reach out to me at dave.lawan@4c.com. And, you know, we cover a lot of different industries with measurement. And so, as Abby and I both have pointed out, a lot of times organizations, whether you're in government or outside of government, a lot of times people like comparing how government is doing compared to the private sector. Our organization, we work with a lot of leading organizations in whether it's retail, financial services, healthcare, things related to the measurement of specific channels, again, talking about whether it's mobile. So we have a lot of great content related to best practices. Just before we got on the air today, there was a lead-in that talked about whitehouse.gov. going to a full responsive design, and we talk about how does responsive design, how does that impact the overall customer experience. And also here at the end of the conversation, we started to mention employee engagement and how important that is as part of the overall customer experience that people have. And so we've got a lot of great content. If people want to find out more information, they can get that at 4C.com.
Great. Thank you.
So you can find more information about all of our white papers and additional information about our methodologies, our tools, and our solutions at highpointelevate.com. You can also email me at abby.harriman@highpointglobal.com. I just want to summarize by thanking you for giving us the opportunity to talk about this issue. You know, I think Lincoln said it best in the Gettysburg Address when he said, "Government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth." And the way to continue to ensure that that happens is to establish a citizen-centric culture that really does put the service back in customer service. The mandates are there. Change is starting to happen. The soil is ready for planting.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dave Lawan, 4C, Abby Harriman, High Point Global. I've really appreciated you joining us for this conversation about customer service. You've been listening to Fed Talk. Fed Talk is brought to you by the federal employment law firm Shaw, Bransford & Roth. Hope you all have a great weekend. Thanks so much.